Blog Talk Radio.
These two brands are about to play the most anticlimactic game of their lives, which realistically neither one of them will win. Monday Night Raw is brand number one. They build themselves as the longest-running weekly episodic program in television history. NBC's Meet the Press, however, would like to have a word with them about that claim. They look to continue their dominance as the 800-pound gorilla of televised wrestling, Michael Cole being Fay Wray notwithstanding. Friday Night SmackDown is brand number two. They believe they are the Rodney Dangerfield of professional wrestling. They have more in-ring action than Raw and get no respect.
They've
been passed around networks like a venereal disease. But they say a good draft will be the right cure-all for them. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of AWC Press Your Luck, Robert J. Simonman.
Thank you.
Hi, guys.
Yes, the one person in the audience, Mama Seidelman.
Mama Seidelman.
You damn near room in the open.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Fantastic.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection, the show that whose draft style and draft team are much better looking than ESPN. Let's face it, Mel Kiper can kiss my ass.
No, wait a minute. I had you as my number one available draft pick. I can't believe you said that. I put out the extra hairspray for this. It's going to be a big night.
Fuck you, Kiper. I don't know. That's the problem with the draft. I mean, you know, the people that ESPN have, I mean, I could give or take Todd McShay, but Mel fucking Kiper, I mean.
Who doesn't know diddly squat?
I like John Gruden this year being added.
Agreed.
There you go.
Best one ever.
Gruden's the man.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky.
Because Gruden actually knows what the fuck he's talking about.
I was more surprised Aaron Andrews showed up just for the heck of it.
Ah, Aaron Page views.
Hey, she's my woman, watch it.
Anyways, let's introduce the Hit Parade. In Toledo, Ohio, we have the stat boy, Josh Henniger.
Good evening, everybody.
In New Jersey, we have Rex Ryan's personal whooping boy, Jim Williams. Is that the other way around?
That's so wrong. I do want to say this, though, speaking of the draft, isn't it ironic that Tim Tebow's going to Denver, a place that's a mile high so he can be a mile closer to Jesus?
Aww.
Too soon?
We're just thankful Salt Lake City doesn't have a football team.
All right, yeah, really. The Salt Lake City Mormons. Osmonds.
Oh, the Osmonds. Just get him away from the pyramid set and you'll be fine.
Yeah, baby!
And in Texas, we have Typho.
I'm a pretty happy camper today. Yesterday, one of my teams, the Cowboys, pick up Dez Bryant. Today, my other team, the Panthers, steal Jimmy Clausen at pick 48. So, all in all, not a bad draft.
Not a bad draft indeed. And finally, we have the defending New Orleans Saints champion, Carl Chenier.
This is what's sad about this whole thing. The frickin' Pittsburgh Steelers are going to have a worse record than the Browns.
Yeah.
Ooh, that is bad. But then again, it's the Browns. They find more ways to choke than Stephanie McMahon does for getting babies.
Jake DeLome. That's all I need to say. Jake
DeLome.
They like
him. You got to DeLome.
Yeah.
Just wait. McCoy's going to start at some point.
Well, he'd be better than DeLome.
I mean, think about it, guys. 2 years ago, how good was Jake DeLome? And then he got injured. I think he tore something in his arm, and he hasn't been the same since.
He's been up and down for his entire career.
He got mentally messed up in that playoff game, and he never recovered.
Same goes for Donovan McNabb. Oh, hi.
Oh,
that's just so wrong.
What do you care? He's no longer your team.
That's true. Very true.
At least Jake Delhomme never threw up in the huddle.
Yo, that's true.
Okay, I think now it's time to enough about the draft.
Well, that
we
draft,
to,
at least.
Yeah.
We need to talk some releases.
Oh, and the
that
repercussions that may come because of them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the number that we have for releases now is 7.
Mm-hmm. 7.
Yeah, and these are some pretty well-known names.
Mm-hmm.
You got such luminaries as Kung Fu Naki.
Oh.
Number one, snack back down the NASA.
12 years of greatness.
It's been months since he's last on.
Well, Grandmaster J.
Who is a little more recent, but not surprising.
No.
Jimmy Wang Yang.
Yeah, he's headed to TNA the first chance he can get.
No, he's
or
not.
Or in Elvis costume.
Or is that the way we call him, Jimmy Yang Wang?
They'll call him just Jimmy Yang. Replace the Last Dragon motif and then go from there.
Okay, fine.
Or he could reopen a school and that means Nikki Hammond will be working every other Thursday.
Ah,
there
back down to Natty. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Yes, Pro Training Wrestling. Jimmy, if you're listening to the show, and you're probably not, open your doors again. People want to see your students and the people that you bring in work.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, we need more stories for the show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think I just
Don't
ruined it
us.
For everybody. Mike Knox?
Oh, you mean Beard?
Beard is gone.
I don't know. I don't think Beard was released. They just said Mike Knox.
Oh, wait, that's right.
Yeah.
Beard wasn't released. He was transferred over to Vance Archer.
Well, Vance Archer's got a beard now.
Beard wasn't a part of the deal. It was a sticking point, you might say.
Katie Lee Burchill.
Oh.
Well, who's going to job to the Bella Twins now?
They still got Jillian Hall there.
Yeah, they could.
Sure,
got to
have a partner.
Well, she does have a partner. They're called D-Cup.
In many arguments, it might be a three-person tag team there. You never know.
Hello.
Giggity, giggity, goo. Hey.
Hey. And now the two that are really shocking.
Well, I wouldn't say two, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Mickie James is gone.
What?
See, I would qualify that as shocking, considering she had been wanting to do the country music thing, but I didn't know if she still wanted to wrestle on the side, but...
I think she probably wanted to wrestle on the side, but oh well, she's gone.
She gone. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
And finally, Shelton Benjamin is gone.
Not
understandable.
You screwed me over. You screwed me over in the scramble match, and now you're gone.
Well, what it
there
comes
is
down to is they
now.
couldn't find a platform for him, and to a certain extent, he couldn't enhance himself via a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You see, also, WWE is kind of racist, but that's different.
hey, doesn't, I thought Michael PSA still has his, racial equality initiative going.
Well, he's probably looking at the NXT roster and sees, Tarver and Darren Young, David Otunga. He's like, hey, we gotta make some room here. Get Shelton out of here.
Especially since, isn't Shelton pushing 40?
No.
I mean, he's like 34-ish.
Wait, that was Charlie Haas. Damn it.
Oh!
Ooh.
It's going to be that kind of a night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
No, Josh, he was only playing people who are over 40.
Huh?
Remember Charlie Haas Layfield?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
Greatness personified.
We can start the countdown to the world's greatest tag team's TNA debut.
Yeah.
Let, I wouldn't be surprised if they wound up elsewhere before the 90 days are up.
I see him going to Ring of Honor.
Not really. I wouldn't be surprised if they said, oh, hi, you got screwed over with Team Mexico. Here, have World's Greatest Tag Team in Chikara for the tag gauntlet.
Hmm.
Of course,
this Sunday for their, night three of Kena Trios, the flagship show.
By the way, about King of Trios,
yes.
If I would have followed through last year, I would have probably seen the 2009 King of Trios, but oh well.
Oh well, indeed.
But then again, hearing the news stories that are coming out near that area, I'm glad I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah, Jim, you brought that story up on YouTube, and if VRM's listening to this show, I think we found another candidate for the room.
Oh,
here we go.
Yeah.
Let's open the door.
And we'll have VRM take care of it on his show. Or if the BS Big Show wants to do that story first, go right ahead.
Jim?
No. It's on you, Carl. I'm indifferent to it.
Okay, catch me up to speed real quick.
Well, I'm a little confused, actually.
It's a story that you posted on Facebook, dude.
When? Just a few minutes ago?
About the Pittsburgh Penguins and a house burning.
I don't want to ever hear that Philly sports fans are the worst sports fans in the world. That's all I'm going to say.
I'll tell you what, we will cover this next week. Thank you, Rob.
Yes. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're covering it, so we don't have to.
Yes.
Thank God.
Well said, Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
Or the nostalgia critic. I remember it, so you don't have to.
There you go.
Anyways. Did you say elephant?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
There is no elephant in the room minus 10 points.
Yes. Isn't he down to, negative 8,453,000?
No, that's actually Jason Block.
Oh! Who is conspicuous by his absence. He's not feeling well. We hope you feel better, Jason. And he was actually at the Raw event this past Monday night, if I understand correctly.
He was also there to have his restraining order renewed with Lillian Garcia.
Oh. I'd like to be restrained myself.
No, people.
She'd be restrained because she'd be going after me. Stop laughing. No, but Raw was... Shut up!
That's Jim Williams, care of WFUK.
Losing my shit over nothing. What the hell is going on?
That's the next champion of the WWE right there.
Yeah, Tony Atlas.
Why not, right?
Anyway.
I mean, if Abraham Washington still has a WWE contract.
And Tony Atlas is the women's champion.
He'll be next on the future endeavors list, honestly.
Yeah. No, but Raw this week was kind of interesting in that it was pretty much Rawless.
Yeah, it was Rawless.
Say carefully.
Cena, Batista, Sheamus, and Show Miz, and whoever the fuck everybody else was.
Justin Roberts.
Justin Roberts, they were all over there in the UK because of that wicked ash cloud. By the way, speaking of that ash cloud, we finally found out that the pick'ems for last week's lockdown pay-per-view are actually in that ash cloud, so we threw out that pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
They tossed it out the window.
Yeah, because it kind of flew by the seat of their pants for a couple of reasons.
Yeah, speaking of, Sean Waltman didn't show up, who should be hearing this from Hogan.
But he won't.
Yeah.
No. He was backstage Monday, according to Dixie on Twitter.
Oh.
This guy is unfucking believable.
Yes,
he
is.
I said that myself.
Yeah.
It's too bad that Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler weren't on the tour of Europe.
Thank you.
No, just Cole. Just Cole.
Yeah. No, even Lawler.
Yeah,
Lawler. They handle Lawler.
Leave him over there.
I mean, let's face it, there aren't many hot ladies over in England.
Yeah, they all don't, as we've learned from NXT, they all have bad denture dental habits. So,
thank you, Darren.
Yeah.
It was actually starting to win some stuff.
More on that later.
So he has to shave his head, yes.
Yeah.
So, while we're on the subject of Monday Night Raw, the SmackDown crew had to help out. And our first match was with... against Matt Hardy.
Stop!
Paddles clear!
Hey, I was sleeping, not having a heart attack.
Oh, still.
I mean, who the hell do you think I am? I got a heart attack?
Petros Papadakos.
Oh, gee. Well, you do have that look down pat, I must say.
Petros Papadakos? Bros versus Joes.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Yeah, but I will say this, though. Maybe regardless of the first match, the SmackDown element of the show, making it SmackDown on Raw, considering it was thrown together, it actually didn't come off that bad.
No, it didn't. And plus,
it was an entertaining show.
I mean, sure, the first, and then we had MacGruber.
You don't F with MacGruber, people. MacGruber, I can't say his name. MacGruber. That's the baby version, yes. MacGruber.
I prefer the natural, classical version of MacGruber.
You would. You think he's drinking.
Fuck you, dude.
You have a thing for mullets. Come on now.
I just love the theme song. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da. Yeah, I agree. Mike Post is a genius.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He also came up with the Hunter theme song too, didn't he?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll look that up later. Yeah, but MacGruber does his thing, and literally, okay, he comes out and has a little one-on-one encounter with a certain communist. And, oh wait, this isn't 1987? Oh, I'm sorry, that isn't Nikolai Volkov. I'm sorry.
That's Vladimir Kozlov.
Yeah, also known as WWE's answer to Drago, but go ahead.
You know what I don't get about WWE right now?
What?
Anyways, you know, if you're a Russian, your last name either has to end with an F or V.
Do you know any Russians that don't have that as an end of your name?
What
Yeltsin.
Name are you...
Actually,
I do know someone personally whose last
Alexander
name starts
Ovechkin?
With L.
Alexander Ovechkin doesn't count because he's a pussy.
Oh.
How about Vladimir Kozlov himself? His real name, last name ends in an S.
Yep.
Okay.
Oleg Brutus.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, so MacGruber and Kozlov have this bit of a standoff, and then out of nowhere, instead of the two fighting each other, it turns out that, well, MacGruber enlists R-Truth to yell, everybody, What's up? Yes. Why couldn't they have cut him? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm going to hell.
That was a horrible display. I'm sorry we had it on our airways.
Hi, Vicky. Okay. Now. Oh, I'm
and
sorry. Sparky, Vicky, they all act the same.
And then R-Truth blows up.
That was a Joey Styles moment, if ever there was one. Not.
Mm-hmm. It was more like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was, you know, That was an accident waiting to happen, is what that was, in a godforsaken piece of crap arena like the Continental Airlines or whatever IZOD Center it's called now.
Yeah, IZOD Center.
Keith Rutherford, what need you say more?
Yes. New York's bastard child. Out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I thought that was Albany.
To the north, yes. But, yeah, and it turns out in the end, MacGruber has to fight a battle against Kozlov, which we'll explain later in the show, I think.
Mm-hmm. As we see some hilarious comedy of him trying to escape and him peeing his pants. Hilarious comedy!
You'll kill me.
How could...
Yes.
That's deserved.
Fail.
How pissed off do you think the Raw creative team was that Hornswoggle and Santino couldn't be there?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's like,
you know,
the whole reason,
you know,
MacGruber was in the house.
Yeah.
Hilarious spots, might I add, no doubt.
Indeed.
Side splitters.
Hilarious. Phenomenal. Arugula.
Amazing.
Legend.
Ooh.
Wait for it, Derry.
We move
okay.
on.
Now we move on. First hour, kind of slow.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. And then we get to hour two. We start with Jack Swagger in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Issuing an open challenge. And guess who responds?
Oh, he's going to get himself something
who
from the dead.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
That's right.
Yep.
Mm.
Taker.
I wonder if that's what he said when he got the phone call that his post-WrestleMania vacation had to be interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
To which he said to management.
Oh.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Thank you.
Thank you.
So he has to face Jack Swagger. He looks Jack Swagger in the ring and literally says to him, I'm sorry. We got Dauber to fill.
Yeah. Oh.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
That works.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Because that's what we're all saying at this point. It was actually a pretty good match, though.
Yeah, although he's still playing hurt.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect? He's been playing hurt since 2007.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Saw some vintage Taker in that match. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, you're going to make me play it, are you?
No.
Better not.
No.
I don't even know what the hell that means.
Neither do we.
Yeah, pretty much. And then in our
awkward silence. Yay!
Thank you, I guess.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have an idea. We'll finish talking about Rob, but first let's play a commercial.
Oh.
Okay.
There
all right,
we
have a commercial. I'll be right back.
He's the worst wrestling announcer of the 20th century, and the worst
Again?
Singer of the 20th century, too.
Oh, my.
New from KFAO Records. It's Oh My, the Vintage Michael Cole. 16 tracks featuring Michael Cole butchering songs by such luminary...
Oh!
Sorry, we have this breaking news announcement. Wasty Von Erich still sucks. Film at 11.
Yes.
News at 11.
Yes.
Boom, at 11, right.
Yeah, so Taker, Swagger, we go on from there. And, of course, throughout the night we have vignetted via satellite hookups with John Cena, Randy Orton, and various others.
Oh, you said Randy Orton.
Baby,
we're going to just exhaust the whole damn soundboard tonight, aren't we?
Yeah, I do that every week.
No, but this week especially. They tried. That was the closest we could get to promoting and hyping the Raw side of the card, them doing little hits from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
kicked off at the end by a certain Irish person beating up a certain Irish crew person. So there you go.
Yeah, sure.
Shame that wasn't Stan.
Yes.
Somebody's just trying to call my phone, but oh well. Probably.
That's cruel.
Yeah. Main event for Raw was the Straight Edge Society and Chris Jericho versus Rey Mysterio, Edge, and Triple H.
Oh yeah, of course he's got to stay behind.
Of course.
Thank God Triple H was still here.
And he was hilarious in the opening segment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did we forget William Garcia was there?
You mentioned the restraining order, so.
Oh,
she botched a name or two, so she was there, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We need to go back to the MacGruber match.
Yes, MacGruber comes out scared shitless pretty much as he faces Kozlov. And it looks like MacGruber is going to have to deal with Kozlov. Kozlov hasn't picked up, but wait. What the hell was that? Oh, that's more like it.
My mom's cell phone. She has the Raw theme on her cell phone.
I thought she would have the Let's Go Racing Boys theme from NASCAR on Fox on her phone, knowing her. Anyway.
Gotta love that digger.
Oh, why can't he be dead? That's right. Anyway, in comes Ryan Felipe, or Philippe, whatever the heck his name is, character, pretty much saying, okay, I'm going to hook you up this time. I've got your long-lost brother to help you out, and who could it possibly be?
Kluber!
Kluber, which sounds like a bad name for KY Jelly.
Oh.
Which can be accentuated with baby oil. Yes.
Don't hear it again.
Go ahead. Yes, Kluber makes his... Kali is the mullet and everything and pretty much disposes of Kozlov like it ain't no thing. And Kozlov, tucks his tail between his legs after a couple of minutes and goes to the back and, well, the rest is history. MacGruber lives to fight another day and hawk his movie. Which will probably bomb.
Right. Billy Bob.
When will SNL get the hint? After Wayne's World, you should have just quit. But no.
Yeah. And to which William Garcia calls them MacGruber and Kalubra.
Wouldn't be a little to announce Raw without messing up something.
God bless her.
What do you have to say about that, Scott Steiner?
Screw your
moves! I meant Kurt Angle, not Scott Steiner.
Ah!
You shut up, Steiner.
One can actually talk in sentences, and the other is Scott Steiner. So, you know.
He speaks, Steiner speaks.
Yeah.
Okay,
so now let's fast forward back.
Raw and Triple H wins. All in all, pretty good Raw.
Yes. And let it be known, of course, that those who felt the need, felt they got cheated by not seeing real Raw stars, save for Triple H, were able to get their refunds at the arena.
Did anybody get the refund?
That's why I was hoping Jason would be here, because I wanted to know if he got the refund.
Oh, man, I can't see John Cena. I want my money back.
Kind of want to know the character of the man, if you know what I mean. Yes.
I think I'd pay them to keep Cena off a show I go to.
Yeah, that would be great. Well, let's not go that far. Well, yeah, I guess we should.
Well, that means you'll be watching all SmackDown.
Yeah.
Once John Cena becomes Undisputed Tag Team Champion, then which he'll quit WWE altogether.
Don't give him ideas.
Oh,
yeah,
please.
Really.
Then we'll be subjected to more great movies.
Oh.
Yes.
Like 12 rounds.
15 rounds. Going back in the days of the old boxing. Yes.
32 rounds. Oh, wait. We had that this last one.
And they're all of ammunition. Wait a minute.
We had 32 yesterday. What am I saying?
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Oh, and let's not forget one very important thing. John Cena. Has Fred the movie came out for Nickelodeon? I heard John Cena's going to be playing Fred's dad in that movie.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I remember reporting it.
Oh, you'd
yeah,
like to forget reporting
Bell.
It.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carl, we gave away the Ross. Why don't you finish up the report card?
I'll get an A-minus for the effort for the lack of Raw stars and the way they put it together in a very short time.
So, you want to talk about Impact?
Are we on the Impact side of the show now?
Yes, because
yeah.
We should talk about Impact and a little bit about NXT before we actually do pick-ems for the five of us.
All right. Let's talk Impact. Let's go.
All right, let's do talk about Impact. We have a new World Heavyweight Champion! Oh, sorry.
What?
Hello, hello.
Thank you, Mike Tenay.
It was a rocket buster.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Wait, the second round of Ingles done? Oh, hello.
Jeez.
No, that just sound means that Kirstie Alley ate another cupcake, and she's now back over 300 pounds.
All right!
Oh.
Whale-watching time is back! Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, that means we could expect that long-awaited season 2 of Fat Actress.
Can we just call it Fat Ass?
Yeah, why not?
No, okay,
Impact.
Enough about Rob's love life, yes, Impact.
Oh, fuck you, dude.
I'm sorry. Just kidding. Hey, you asked for this, buddy, okay? You know, all these, you wanted jokes, there you go. All right.
I mean, but not about jokes. I mean, not jokes about where I almost, well, you know.
No, I don't, I wasn't trying to. No. Let's move on. Impact, yes.
Beautiful people. Actually, we should just talk about Lockdown a little bit. I kind of wish I had that Super Bowl, in the Tecmo Super Bowl injury sound, because we had to play that a couple times.
Oh, no. There's a man down.
Rip Hawk down. Well, sad to say that the Pope is injured.
Oh, jeez.
Hmm. The Pope got
a few reasons to watch TNA.
Mm-hmm.
The Pope be pimping, yes.
Yep.
Pimping at the psych ward.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a couple of title matches that night. First of them was the Knockout Tag Titles with Daphne and ODB. Talk about your random tag team generator working there.
Yes.
And they literally hit a button. Okay, you team up.
I think they were playing the draft pressure luck board and, teaming them up.
Yeah, we need a... Hey, Carl, you went to Boston. Do you have that pressure luck board sound?
Can you say that again, Rob? What?
Pressure luck board sound? You know the...
You know what it is.
Yes, I know what it is. All
right.
What about
it? Work on that for next week.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
They faced off against the beautiful people. And, well, they had the match won, but unfortunately we had Velvet Sky with hair, a massive win with hairspray.
It's going to be the weakest weapon ever used in wrestling. Hairspray.
I mean, no, it was either that or Rick the Model Martel's atomizer.
Yes. Quite the international object.
Internacional. Now.
Well, it did blind Jake the Snake Roberts.
I think a few other things blinded quicker.
Oh, yeah.
His life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You got 21, I got 22.
Story for another day.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, there was another injury that happened.
Speaking of the ladies, the Knockouts.
Which I think half the Knockout division got injured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it happened during a dark match.
Mm-hmm.
Daphne against one of 3D's trainee wrestlers in Miss Betsy. And I'll give 2 points away if anybody can connect Miss Betsy to wrestling aside from that wrestler.
He's done four.
I'm going to say, did Uncle Elmer have a pig named Miss Betsy or something?
Well, no. Anybody remember Ron Bass? Outlaw Ron Bass.
Of course.
Vaguely.
What did he carry with him to the ring?
A whip.
That's it. This actually was the name of Outlaw Ron Bass's bull rip.
Oh, God.
Wasn't it also the name of T.L. Hopper's plunger?
Yikes! No, that's what he did in the toilet. Well, wait a minute.
Oh.
Yeah, the bullwhip's name was Miss Betsy.
And what about the toilet plunger?
I swear T.L. Hopper called it Betsy or something like that.
More fun than the plunger on Scrabble.
Yes, I thought he called it Al, like the song. If you be my toilet plunger, maybe you can call me Al or something. I don't know.
Jesus
Christ, Al.
Thank you, Paul Williams.
Yes.
What in the hell?
Or Jim Simon, whatever works.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. But anyways. He also had a match between Jeff Hardy and Rob Van Dam, and the winner got to face AJ Styles at the end of that night for the title.
I got to tell you, that was brilliantly booked.
Yeah.
The entire night was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. He also had a rematch of Lethal Lockdown, and although Hope Hardy wrestled twice, right? I remember it was Abyss, Jeff Jarrett, Rob Terry.
And their mystery partner.
And the mystery partner.
Mystery partner.
Versus
all of Team Flair. Well, everybody got to the ring, and it was time for that fourth person. Apparently, the ninjas are now all dead.
Hi.
So Samoa Joe doing his best Ryu Hayabusa Hayabusa imitation kicked everybody's ass.
Apparently, all those ninjas wanted were his Nation of Violence pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
While plumping up some more.
However, Joe came back looking in better shape than he did. Lost a few pounds.
Yeah, which is why he was gone for a while to begin with.
Yeah. Got back into shape, and now he's back to his Ring of Honor trunks.
And his Ring of Honor attitude. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I am Samoa Joe. I am pro wrestling.
Hear me roar.
Meow.
Thank you.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Oh, geez.
Now the truth comes out, finally. Oh,
no. Oh, no.
Send your letters to Carl Shadir, care of WWL Television.
Fuck you.
May the Saints lose 10 games this year. No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Yay.
Madden curse? No.
Yeah.
Let's not go.
Sorry about your damn luck, Drew Brees.
Yay, Chase Daniel.
Hey, he's got faith. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't mean all the right. George Michael brand either.
Right. Oh, jeez. Limp Bizkit brand.
Then we get to the most important part of the show, the main event, Rob Van Dam versus AJ Styles, and good thing they gave him about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he wins! Rob Van Dam, new world heavyweight champion of the world! Only for TNA.
Well, so which is like being the U.S. champion in WWE, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Here's the problem I have with it. That was it. Yes, right there. That sound was it. He's gone like a complete 180 in way too short of time. They didn't build the story enough over X number of weeks. They just literally, okay, kid, here's the belt, do something. That's the problem I have. Should I not be surprised by this considering it's Russo? Granted, yeah, but still.
But anyways, you work with what you got.
Which ain't much.
No.
Yes.
Hopefully Dixie Carter throws out some money and hires like a maybe a limo service for RVD or something, so he's not driving.
Well, yeah, RVD celebrated 420 early that week. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
Oh God, I'm looking at this poster for Extreme Rules.
It'll replace the whale in your nightmares.
I pray to God this isn't the DVD cover.
Okay, where is it at?
If they
go
put,
to Wikipedia.
If they put it on Chop Zone, I'd buy it.
Let me see.
Just for lulls?
Just for
yeah.
Shiggles. Here we go.
Okay, hold on a sec here. Everybody, Google at home.
Oh, good grief.
Oh, God.
It's too much Irish in the room here.
See, that's something you buy and put up, like, say, in, like, your guest bedroom or something?
Mm-hmm.
No, you put that up in the window of McDonald's to scare the kids in front of the play place. Right at the end of the little slide going down to the balls. You just put that picture up.
Here you go.
Mommy, Ronald McDonald's white. We knew that. No, whiter than before. Really? And he's got a Fu Manchu. What? Anyway.
Speaking of posters.
Yes.
I find this interesting. The next two pay-per-views both have Edge on it.
Well, that's because Edge is awesome.
Although this logo for Fatal 4-Way doesn't look that bad at all.
The Fatal 4-Way poster is definitely going to change.
They have prototypes up in advance, of course, so, yeah.
Yeah, Over the Limit's already official, though.
Yeah, Money in the Bank will feature Jim Williams, of course.
Yeah, so with a headset and a cowboy hat in my heart. I don't know. Speaking of which, though, if we're going to talk TNA, let's talk about business picking up, perhaps, for TNA, allegedly.
Oh, yeah, ratings. Let's talk about ratings. Oh, by the way, call a report card. Go ahead.
An A. Let's go on to the, whatever that is we're going to here.
Dude, great for TNA Impact this week.
They gave it
I just said A. Damn it.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
And as DJ, we got DJ in the chat room. Say hi, DJ.
DJ?
Yep.
You're telling
Seamus
to say
Parker in that poster than he does in person.
Yes.
The glory of Photoshop.
Yeah. Indeed.
Let's quickly talk about NXT.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Makes me wish I had the old American Gladiators theme.
I knew that was coming.
The Mike Adamley post NXT.
Yeah, the show, let's face it, Matt Stryker isn't no Mike Adamley.
Thank God for that.
He doesn't have a speech impediment. That's good. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, speak about NXT. Do you guys watch the Spoonie Experiment or go to the Spoonie Experiment?
Don't know what that is.
Hilarious website, dude. Take a look at it.
Oh, I believe. Okay.
One of his fans was really rabid through the beginning of the show, wearing a Warrior University shirt and with a sign that said "Squonk."
Yes.
I thought the parody was born of Matthew from Botchamania. Well, hopefully we'll be on the show next week.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
If there's a God.
If there's a God, yeah. If there is a God.
This, again, you just better get check in with Tim Tebow between now and then.
Yeah, Josh McDaniels had a nice 34th birthday, didn't he, boys?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He got the Wonder T-Boner.
Oh.
Size extra large. Perfect size.
That had to come out. I'm sorry.
Yep. But anyways, they had Rock'em Sock'em Rookies.
Also known as the Joust.
The Joust.
Maybe next week we'll do the Eliminator.
No, no. I want goddamn Powerball.
No, no. The Conquer Ring. The vintage Conquer Ring elevated so somebody can break their ankle.
Screw you. I already inducted that damn thing once. I don't want to have to induct it twice.
Hey, why not?
It'll be your dream, Bob.
It works
for me. I just already inducted Inquisition.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
the
the Joust, which was won by, amazingly,
Skip Sheffield.
Sheffield.
What a do.
Yep, yep, yep.
So, Typho, what was the prize? Typho, you remember his prize? I know you're big on all the NXT stuff.
Oh, of course. He got a, he got a feature on WWE.com where he was all over the site. He was in the background. He was everywhere.
Poor Joey Styles.
Oh, my God. So let's talk about ratings for Raw, Impact, and NXT.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Let's start with the good, I guess, if you want to say it.
Is the ratings for Impact, which is up to a 1.0.
Now, the bad.
NXT was at 0.87.
Actually, I was going to define that as the ugly, but okay. But go ahead with Raw.
A solid 3.
I thought it was 3-1.
No,
it was
3.
3-0-something.
Okay.
It was a flat 3.
It was a strong one, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. That just means more Cena in the future.
Oh, God.
Mm.
By the way, happy birthday, John. John. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Cena's birthday today?
Yep, he's 33. Hey.
Trey.
Hey, Captain the One, what's in your wallet? Hey. Where's Mary Hart?
Getting licked by Bob Gowen? Oh.
No.
5 years ago, I could say that joke.
7 years ago, more like, but okay.
But 12 years ago, I could have said John Tesh.
But he's too busy licking Oprah!
No, serious. I'm going to be serious here for a second. A couple days ago, John Tesh was actually a stone's throw from me at Church of All Nations, which is across the street, and he was performing a concert there.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's how far your career has fallen, in my honest opinion. If you go from playing the guitar and performing the classic NBA on NBC theme to performing at a Church of All Nations here in Tacoma.
John Tesh can get away with murder.
Yeah, exactly.
By guitar, no less.
Yeah, yes.
Murder by guitar.
Film at 11.
Guitar.
4, 3, 2, 1, Earth below us. Anyway.
Stop going into
a
trance.
What was the NXT rating?
0.87.
Okay.
It's lost half of its original audience.
This is about what ECW was pulling. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, it's being canceled.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so we will get picks from VRM, Jason, and Nikki, you know, over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But for all five of us and DJ in the chat room, it is time for Pick'em! Oh, and by the way, DJ, this show is not going down faster than Orlando Jordan in a men's bathroom.
Oh!
Ooh.
I'm going to be sick.
Yeah. Don't make me have to come to Bancroft or write off of it.
Oh,
all right, what we got here?
Well, I'll be back over there in August, so maybe we can meet up, Josh.
Right.
DJ. All
right.
Let's start us off. Oh, God. 7 points. Isn't there like a tag team match for the pay-per-view, or did it get pushed off?
No tag matches.
It hasn't been announced, Nat, so it's too late now.
Too late.
I'll stay
seven matches, 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we can do. Michelle McCool versus Beth Phoenix in an extreme makeover match for the WWE Women's Championship. Way to use something that's been out of style for 10 years.
Yeah.
Unless one of them is a brick. House.
She's my to my dad. Oh, I'm sorry.
She's letting it all hang out. Go, Josh.
Hey.
We are talking the women's match.
Michelle McCool versus Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, McCool retains.
Jim.
Because there's no justice in this world, McCool retains.
Hey, Phil.
I'm going with Phoenix winning.
I hope you're right.
McCool winning.
DJ, you in the forums? Who do you got?
As we get his pick.
Yeah, as we do get his pick. But before that, I'll do my pick and...
Sparky
Mickey Guerrero.
I thought it's exactly half point. Because I don't give a shit.
And DJ picks Beth Phoenix.
Phoenix. Undertaker will be taping his fist afterwards. Good point.
Yes.
JTG versus Shad Gaspard in a Yappa Pie Indian Strat match. No.
Yes.
Do you have your finger on the button, Rob?
Yappa Pie, Yappa Pie, Yappa Pie. Go, Carl.
Hit it.
Okay.
Ah.
Hi, Paul.
Shad gets his win before he heads off to Raw to job in the mid-card.
Jim.
I have to go number two. Could you hit the button, please? Oh, baby, maybe I have to go number one now. just flush it!
All right, that's enough.
Flush.
Shad's a winning.
And... DJ picks Shad, so I will pick JTG.
What?
You're actually going to pick the match, be brief.
Mm-hmm.
And
versus Chris Jericho.
And DJ picks Shad. We've got to kind of hurry.
Yeah. So who wins, Josh?
Shad.
Edge versus Chris Jericho.
Edge versus Jericho? Minus D.
Yeah.
Sorry. Edge wins.
Typho.
Edge.
Jim.
Edge.
Carl.
Edge.
I will select Edge as well, and we'll get DJ's pick later on. So next up we have Triple H versus Sheamus in a street fight. So, hooray. So, let's get to picking, Carl.
Trips.
Josh.
The big schnoz.
Trips? Yeah, okay. Jim.
I'm going off the board, and I'm going to say Sheamus.
Typho. Brave soul.
Sheamus.
I'm going to go Trips. DJ picked Edge, and he also picked Sheamus in this match for the fluke win.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Swagger versus Randy Orton in an Extreme Rules match at the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Finally, something that makes a lick of sense.
Extreme. Shame Jeff Hardy's in it. Not in it.
Oh, but we got the sound.
Extreme.
Network?
Close enough.
If not, we could do this.
Yeah.
Oh!
Hardcore. Party on forever.
Swagger versus Randy Orton for the title. Josh.
Swagger wins.
Jim.
Not so fast, my friend. Orton wins because he's going to be changing sides.
Faithful.
You're right, he is going to be changing sides, but that's why Swagger will win, because the feud will continue when Orton moves.
Carl.
I'm going with the BS Big Show logic of Jim Williams. Orton wins a belt and moves over.
And this is why we have twice the audience you do, which isn't much anyways.
What's twice of nothing?
You know what?
Swagger wins, and DJ also selects Swagger. We have Rey Mysterio versus CM Punk in a hair match. If Punk loses, then he loses his hair. Aww. What do you got, Carl?
Well, Mysterio has nothing on the line, so Punk wins.
Nice.
Yeah, I say Punk's got to win.
Jim.
Punk wins. Punk wins. Punk wins.
Josh.
Punk wins by God King.
Oh, God. And now for the sick line of the night, ladies and gentlemen, from DJ himself. Mysterio wins and Punk shaves his balls.
Oh. But that's not very PG. Unless he has no balls, which is possible.
Maybe you can get a lesson from Jason Biggs himself.
Oh, moving on.
Ew.
American Wedding reference, of course.
Alright.
I picked Punk. John Cena versus Batista in a last man standing match for the WWE. Oh, fuck it. Go, Josh.
This is an easy one.
Cena.
Jim.
C-Nation.
Typo.
Spoiler. Cena wins.
Carl.
C-Ton.
Cena wins like every other pay-per-view.
Oh, my.
You gotta overcome the odds. It's vintage John Cena.
To the skull.
Steel stabs right to the skull. Wait a minute, that was a chair call.
Wow.
Either DJ knows something or DJ's halfway insane. Considering he's got crazy amount of exams, I'd say he's insane.
Batista wins and Cena chases until SummerSlam, with another challenger thrown in the mix after the draft.
You, Tony Atlas.
My God. You is funny. All right. Yes.
Now that's time to take a look at the scores. Judging by see how everybody's doing, sadly, in last place with minus 25, it is Josh Henniger.
I was surprised.
Ray, I'm going to wind up dead from number wing. Thanks.
And third place with minus 12, Jim Williams.
Well.
The hell was that?
And tied for first with plus 8, it's Typho and Carl.
Muskrat Zuzi, Muskrat Sam, hey.
Tyler Rex, new WWE champion. Damn it, DJ.
I go Vance Archer.
Yeah. And on that note, it's time to end the show. So for Jim, Josh, Carl, and Typho, this is me, Robert Seidelman, saying, go to hell, Mel Kiper.
I dare you tell me to go to hell.
Go to hell.
I dare you tell me to do that. I've got some unbelievable draft scrimmage Saturday morning. You got to watch 10 a.m. ESPN The Ocho. I'd rather have JR try to be on the draft as opposed to try to go to TNA. I'm just saying.
Boomer Sooner, indeed. And this is for Mel Kiper.
But what about his hairstylist? Enough said.
Yeah. And
night all.
That's pretty much everything. And all of a sudden, I'm getting stupid conversations from spammers.
Spam a lot.
I don't like spam!
Yeah.
Damn it, Skype.
Good night.
Spam.
He's loving soul.